Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
26, quick update now. We'll talk to Brenda Watson, Brad, the executive director of Operation Fuel. Now, they're going to have their Winter Energy Assistance Program starting this Monday, December 3rd.
And Brenda, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So what's happening on Monday, Brenda?
Monday, Operation Fuel will begin accepting applications for home energy assistance. That includes heat for deliverable fuel and utility and electric and gas utilities.
You know, Brenda, I remember when all of this started, when Ella Grasso was the governor, and you folks have done what a job. We are really number one in the country with the way we operate this, and it just grows and grows. So congratulations to you for being the executive director now for Operation Fuel.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, Ella Grasso left an amazing legacy in the state, not just with Operation Fuel, but with and other issues that she tackled while she was governor, and we're very grateful to carry that on.
Brenda, what is the what are the eligibility requirements for somebody? Who do you exactly end up helping here, and how can they seek out help?
Well, we are helping everyone from all corners of the state, east, west, north, and south, working families, seniors, folks who are living with disabilities, individuals who are struggling with the cost of basic needs in Connecticut. According to the United Way Alice report, there are 500,000 households who struggle with the cost of their basic needs. It includes transportation, housing, health care, child care, food, all of it. So we help everyone. And for those who need assistance, the best way to do that is to call 211. You will be referred to the fuel bank that's closest to you. Mm-hmm. Or go to our website, operationfuel.org. We have a fuel bank finder on our Get Help section of the website. And, I highly encourage folks to not wait until the very last minute to seek assistance, because what we want to do is make sure that you get the help that you need.
Well, I'll tell you, it's great that you were able to be with us for a few minutes here, but we certainly will be calling you as we have every year. This is so important, as you said, Brenda. And it's nice to know that the ones that really need it are going to get it. That's the big plus here.
Absolutely, yes. We partner with over 100 intake sites throughout the state who are committed to making sure that the people that live in their communities get the assistance that they need. And we have a very dedicated staff here who care deeply about our mission. And you know, it's a very very well connected organization that, you know, ensures that people are getting the assistance that they need.
All right. OperationFuel.org is the website, or they can call 211.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.